Today, members of Congress, including Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, hold an emergency hearing over the Trump administration's decision to end a humanitarian immigration process to delay deportation of people with serious medical conditions. WBUR first reported the end of the program last month when Boston-area immigrants were denied applications for so-called medical deferred action, including a patient at Boston Children's Hospital who will testify at the hearing. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has been covering the story and will be at today's hearing and is with us right now. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning, Bob.
So first of all, remind us about this process, medical deferred action. Who's it for and how's it used?
So someone who is in the country with, let's say, a tourist visa or a medical visa, this deferred action would allow them to extend their stay, to remain here while they receive medical treatment that likely, in many cases, isn't available to them in their home country. Some of the instances we know about here in Boston are children with cancer, cystic fibrosis, cerebral palsy. And with these applications, what they're doing is asking U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, to allow them and their families to remain here while they get treatment for up to 2 years. So they're proactively telling the government, I'm here, I'm ill, and I'm asking to be able to stay. It's tough to say how many recipients there are nationwide just because of how USCIS tracks data, but legal experts estimate thousands of current medical deferred action recipients would be affected by the end of this option. And then, of course, an untold number of people will not even have this as an option moving forward.
All right, so to today's hearing, what's at stake in this congressional hearing, and who can we expect to hear from?
Well, this is a hearing of the House Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties. Representative Pressley sits on this committee. She's really been outspoken about getting this hearing on the books beginning a few weeks ago when we first began reporting on the topic. We'll also hear from a 16-year-old constituent of Pressley's, a young man named Jonathan Sanchez. He and his family live in Dorchester. They're from Honduras, but they've been in Boston for a few years now while Jonathan is treated for cystic fibrosis at Children's Hospital. And of course, we'll expect testimony from Boston legal and medical experts. But, you know, the big draw really is I expect Pressley and some of her colleagues to really press officials from Citizenship and Immigration Services and Immigration and Customs Enforcement about what's going on here. Over the last few weeks, we received a series of contradictory statements from the two agencies. The end of this program was never publicly announced. Since news broke, USCIS has said it will reopen some cases. I expect we'll hear about that today as well. And there was no time for public comments on this decision, which has been a real sticking point for Pressley. And then there are, you know, the central questions of who ordered the end of this program and why.
So what might we expect out of the hearing then?
Well, the hearing itself is really a chance to get all of this on public record, to hear from individuals and families affected, and to try and glean a better understanding of the reasoning behind the end of the program. Pressley and nearly every other member of the state's delegation also signed a letter that was sent to the Department of Homeland Security asking for the reinstatement of the program. We won't hear anything about, you know, that decision today, of course, but, you know, mainly this is for a chance for the families. You know, they just want to know if they can stay. The denial letters they received said they needed to be out of the country in 33 days. For some of those families were coming up on that deadline. They see this hearing as a chance to really plead their case.
So we'll hear from them today and others, and WBUR's Shannon Dooling will be following it. Thanks a lot, Shannon.
You're welcome.
Stay with WBUR and WBUR.org this afternoon for more coverage of this hearing, or on Twitter, you can follow Shannon's reporting today at S. Dooling.